Chapter 26. Clark. The antibiotics were working. Although it had been less than a few hours since Clark burst into the tent, clutching the medicine under her arm, Talia's fever had already gone down, and she was more alert than she'd been in days. Clark lowered herself to perch on the edge of Talia's cot as her friend's eyes fluttered open. "Welcome back," Clark said with a grin. "How are you feeling?" Talia's eyes darted around the empty tent, then looked up to meet Clark's. "This isn't heaven, is it?" Clark shook her head. "God, I hope not." "Good. Because I always assumed there'd be boys there. Boys who didn't use water rationing as an excuse not to bathe." Talia managed a smile. "Did anyone build the first shower on Earth while I was passed out?" "Nope. You didn't miss much." "Somehow, I find that hard to believe." Talia raised her shoulders in an attempt to sit up, but settled back down with a groan. Clark gently placed a rolled-up blanket behind her. "Thanks," she muttered, and surveyed Clark for a moment before she spoke again. "Okay, what's wrong?" Clark gave her a bemused smile. "Nothing. I'm just so happy you're feeling better." "Please. You can't hide anything from me. You know I always manage to get your secrets out of you," Talia deadpanned. "You can start by telling me where you found the medicine." "Octavia had it," Clark explained, and quickly filled Talia in on what had happened. "She and Bellamy are leaving tomorrow," she finished. "That's part of the deal Wells made with everyone. I know it sounds crazy, but it really felt like they were close to attacking her." She shook her head. "If Wells hadn't stepped in, I'm not sure what would have happened." Talia was staring at Clark with a curious expression on her face. "What?" Clark asked. "Nothing, just... this is the first time I've ever heard you say his name without looking like you want to punch a hole through a wall." "True," Clark admitted with a smile. She supposed her feelings had changed, or at least were starting to. "So?" Clark began to fiddle with the pill bottles. She hadn't wanted to tell Talia about what happened in the woods in case it made Talia feel guilty. After all, she'd gone out looking for plants to help her and had ended up almost getting killed. "There's something else I haven't told you. It didn't seem important before when you were so sick, but